Hi, and welcome to the Salvation Army Southwest podcast. You'll find engaging messages here, so please go ahead and listen and check out some of our other messages and enjoy what you hear. You can always follow us online on our Facebook page or go to our website to find out more information. Thank you for listening.
Thank you that you are our Almighty God. We pray that our brothers and sisters that come from other shores because of persecution, because of danger, because of war, that we would show them grace, that we would show them love, that we would welcome them in as if we were welcoming Christ. Lord, we just pray that they would find a safe place, not just here in Australia, but find a safe place in the family of God. Lord, we pray for refugees around this world, and we pray that they would be able to find hope, they would be able to find love and grace, that they would be able to find that safe place where they can be your people. Lord, we just pray that we would be your welcoming servants, that in this world we would show love and grace to all that we come in contact with, particularly those that are marginalised and disadvantaged. And we pray all this in your Son's mighty name. Amen. Amen. We're going to read from the book of Colossians today. So we've done a lot in the Old Testament lately, so I thought we need to go back into the New Testament. So if you've got your Bibles with you, we're going to look at Colossians chapter 3. And we're going to read mainly from 10 to 15, but I'm going to flip back into the bits before that as well. But we're going to read from verse 10. And my version is the New Living Translation, so it may be slightly different to yours. But just listen for the essence and the wordings that's coming through, because it should be very similar theme to what version you've got. And it says, "Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters, and He lives in all of us. Since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. Make allowances for each other's faults, and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful." I really feel the cold. And we were having a chat to a couple of people this morning about how cold it is. And it is finally winter. Ooh, it's not my favourite season. And especially in the last couple of weeks, I've really felt the temperatures drop. And I'm someone who wears lots of layers. And I've actually got at least 3 layers on. I nearly wore 4, but sometimes when I'm preaching, it does get a bit warm in the room. But I always wear layers at this time of year because I feel the cold really badly. And this building sometimes is really quite cold, particularly if you're walking through the hallways and sitting in back offices. It is so, so cold. And I'm often wearing a cardigan in winter because I'm cold-blooded, I think. And I wear socks all year round, and everybody laughs at me because even when it's hot enough to fry an egg on the concrete outside, I'll be wearing socks to bed because I can't do that whole feeling of bare feet. It's how I've grown up and how my feet will be cold 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks of the year. One of the downfalls of wearing lots of layers is sometimes one of the underlayers is not quite comfortable, but it's, you know, the price we're paying to stay warm. Sometimes we've got things underneath that get out of skew-if, and I've got a vest on today which is probably about at least one, maybe two sizes too small for me, but it keeps me warm, so I persevere and I keep wearing it. And I had this really annoying jumper that I have only just given away probably in the last 12 months, and I've worn it prior to that probably for about 10 years maybe, and it used to drive me nuts because it had a really high collar, and I don't do high collars, I don't do polar necks, it just irritates me. But it was so warm, and I'd wear it underneath jackets and underneath coats because it would keep me so warm. But it would irritate the bejeebies out of me. And when I got to the end of the day, I was so relieved to rip this jumper off and put pajamas on because they're just even more comfy. But the sheer relief of taking off this particular garment was just like heaven. It was just like, have you ever had that? Where something's just irritated you? Sometimes with tags on clothing. Oh, I'm really horrible with tags. I like to cut them off. So this thing was just irritating me. And I finally decided I can't keep doing this. This is just irritating. So I got rid of it. Only recently though. Now the passage today, we've talked about clothing. And we're talking about clothing ourselves with things like tender-hearted mercy, which is compassion in some people's translations. It's talking about kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and most importantly, love. These are layers of clothing that fit well, are they not? They don't irritate us. But the previous verses before this talks about getting rid of stuff in our lives. It talks about getting rid of our earthly nature and the earthly desires. It talks about getting rid of sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, anger, malice, slander, rage, and filthy language. They are a bit like that annoying jumper that irritates. They're the layers of our being and our lives that can irritate and cause distress and cause us to become uncomfortable. And it doesn't matter how much we try and put good things on top. You might have a nice jacket over the top of an annoying jumper, but that annoying jumper is still going to irritate you. And it's a bit like that when you've got underlying stuff like anger and malice and filthy language. You can put compassion over the top, but that anger and stuff is still going to be underneath. And so it talks about getting rid of that earthly stuff, getting rid of those things that cause discomfort and make us irritable. Just like removing that irritating jumper, we too can find relief when we get rid of these earthly things. But in order to clothe ourselves with those well-fitting things, with the compassion and the kindness and the love, we need to remove those things that are uncomfortable and irritating. Because no matter, even if you had comfortable pants and a comfortable jacket, if you've got something irritating underneath, it's still going to impact your life. It's still going to irritate. And in our Christian walk, we need to remove this old clothing of greed, of anger, of slander, before we can clothe ourselves with those things like compassion and kindness and gentleness and love. Because no matter how much we try to put those good stuff on, the spilling out of our life will irritate us underneath. We need to remove that stuff that's underneath first. Now, this book of Colossians was written by a man named Paul, and he was a follower of Jesus. And he's actually in prison when he's writing this letter, but he's writing to a church in a place called Colossae. And Paul was reminding the people not to fall back into old ways, because some of these people were fairly new Christians. They hadn't been Christians for long, and so their old ways was about being angry and malice and using filthy language and greed. And so Paul is reminding them, you know, put aside all that old stuff, because I have a new, you know, with Jesus we have a new life. We have a new thing we need to put on. And so he's wanting them to put on the ways of Christ. He's wanting to clothe them with Christ. And so at the beginning of chapter 3, we look in the first couple of verses, Paul is telling the people to set their hearts on the things above. He's wanting them to think of heavenly things. He's wanting them to focus on kingdom stuff, on the thing that really matters, not to get consumed by the stuff that's happening here in this world right in front of us. He's wanting them to cast their eyes on a different level, a different perspective, looking at things from God's point of view. Paul is reminding them that they are new creations in Christ and that they need to clothe themselves according to this new self, this new creation, rather than still keeping the old ways and behaviours and actions, because that's not clothing ourselves with Christ. That's keeping the old and letting that fester and irritate us. Now, this week, I've needed this reminder of not returning to old ways, not returning to old ways of thinking and behaving. And I found myself more angry, more irritated, even slanderous and toxic thoughts have come into my mind this week. And it's been just like that uncomfortable jumper. I've been uncomfortable in my thoughts and actions. I've been restless and without peace. So when God led me to this passage, and he's been working this through this whole week, and I think it was a bit of irony that I was feeling all this irritation and anger, and that God led me to this passage, and I was resisting. I wasn't wanting to preach on this today, but I knew that this passage was for me, and so I'm hoping that you will get something out of it too, that it is for you as the church. Because I know I need to rid myself of these old ways of thinking and these ways of acting, as it does not bring anything productive or constructive, but in fact it becomes destructive in my life. I need to clothe myself with compassion, with kindness, with humility, with gentleness and patience. I need to bear with one another. I need to forgive the grievances that I have against others. And I need to forgive because God has forgiven me. Why is it that when you feel irritated, every little thing irritates you? Am I alone? When you're feeling really, everything irritates you. And I even found myself snapping at my family when they were doing nice things for me. One of my kids came in and said, brought me breakfast in bed. And they're like, Mum, here you go, here's breakfast in bed. No, I don't want that. Put it on the table. I'm coming out there to eat. I was like, oh my goodness, what is going on with me? I'd got myself all wound up. And then I was asked, or then I was told, oh, I'm going to the shop. Do you want me to pick you up anything? No, I don't know what I want. Why are you asking me these silly questions? Mark's nodding in the background for those that can't see on the camera. I was irritated at everything. And you know, the littlest things irritate you? The clicking pens, the shuffling of feet, someone who breathes too loud. You know, when you're, those that come to Busselton with us would know, the biggest frustration when I'm driving is people who go really slow when it's the single lane. And then they speed up when it gets to the dual carriageway. Val will agree with me. Everything irritates me when I'm having one of those days. And the people who have 13 items in the 12 items or less aisle. What is that? Can they not read? Or can they not count, maybe? Or they have the whole trolley, like there's probably at least 50 items and they're going through the 12 items or less. I'm in a hurry, people. I need to get out of this shop. And pegging washing with different coloured pegs, like that might not irritate you, but it irritates me. Because then, you know, and if you've got, because I've got plastic pegs and I've got wooden pegs, you can't mix them. You've got to have either two wooden or two plastics at least. If you don't have the same colour, then but at least the same type. But the only way that I can clothe myself with the good stuff is to get rid of this horrid stuff first. No matter how much I want to be kind or gentle, if I've got irritation and anger and malice and bleh in me, it's not going to work. I need to get rid of this horrid stuff first. Can anyone relate, or is this just me? Okay. I'm glad I'm not the only one, because I'm being a bit vulnerable up here. In front of my boss too. So this. When's my performance review, Karina? Yeah. You're on 2 months holiday, so I'm all right for 2 months. I have a job for 2 months. It's all right, people. Maybe you've got just impure thoughts. Maybe you struggle with sexual immorality. Maybe you struggle with greed. Maybe you just have feelings of uncomfortableness and you have no peace. Well, verse 15 of today's passage says, "And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful." Yes, we can have peace in our lives. Did you know that? We don't have to put up with irritation, with anger, with old ways of thinking and behaviour. When we strip off these old ways of thinking and behaving, then we leave room for the peace of Christ. But if you've got all this stuff, there's no room for the peace of Christ to come into your life, because the anger, the malice, the evil thoughts, the greed will take over. There's no space. But we have to want this to happen, because that stuff ain't going to go away just because we want it to. We have to really want it to happen. We need to rid ourselves of the old stuff. It's that deliberate action. Just as much as clothing ourselves with the new one is a choice. But for the new outfit to fit us comfortably, we need to remove that old irritating stuff first. And verse 13 of our passage today says the words, "bear with each other," which suggests it's about relationships between people, particularly in the family of God, in our church community. But it's not just with those. But it is giving this focus in this particular scripture, because it says, "forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another." The word "grievances" in the NRSV version says if you have a complaint against someone. So it's focusing on this issue of forgiveness in relation to particular maybe disagreements, or maybe it's differences of opinions, or on things that maybe we just don't like about other people. This might be as simple as maybe complaining that someone doesn't do what we want them to do. Or phrases like, "I'm not talking to them because they didn't talk to me." Or maybe someone hurt your feelings 20 years ago and you're still harbouring resentment. But this passage is calling us in these circumstances to bear with one another. It's mutual. They need to bear with us as we need to bear with them. Sometimes the longer we are Christians, and I can relate to this, we become less tolerant and we become less graceful sometimes with those who perhaps have not been Christians as long as us. Just why can't they be more like me? Why can't they do what they're supposed to do? Don't they know that what they are doing is irritating me? Don't they know that breathing like that makes me cringe? Why do they have to do that? Why do they have to wear that? Why do they have to do that? As Christians, our old self is removed when we accept Christ. But we have to continue to be renewed and get rid of the elements of that old self. Otherwise, they will start to creep back into our lives. We are all a work in progress. We're not finished. Otherwise, you'd be Jesus. And then, well, you know, you can go to heaven and party with that. We're all a work in progress. So that should make us motivate to be bearing with each other. Because if I'm a work in progress, then you're a work in progress. We all need to forgive those little things that irk us about people. But we need to get rid of that underlying anger, that malice, that underlying uncomfortable garment, so that we can put on the good things that Christ wants to clothe us with. There's more reason to bear with each other because we are works in progress. None of us are perfect, and we're all on a journey to becoming more like the image of our Creator. We are all striving to become more like Christ, or at least I hope we are. Verse 14 says, "And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." So after we have clothed ourselves with all those other things, with the compassion, the kindness, the humility, the gentleness and patience, once we've forgiven each other, we place on love like an overcoat, and that binds it all together. Now, I've got a bit of an illustration. Mark, are you free to help me with some stuff? I'm going to have to put this on a stand, I think. Because I like layers. I've actually got lots of layers of clothes I want to show you today.
I'm nervous.
But I've got to get rid of some stuff first. It's all right, it's still PG. So on me, I have some earthly desires. Hang on. Can you read them out?
Earthly desires,
yes.
Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, adultery, anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language, and lying. Mm. And being angry at her husband.
Yes. No, that's not a lie. If I said it wasn't, I would be lying. So I need to get rid of this stuff, don't I? Because this is the stuff that holds us in resentment, holds us with bitterness, holds us with unforgiveness. And I need to get rid of this stuff. Because I've got some good stuff I want to put on. A nice outfit of what Christ wants to clothe me in. So it's all right. Promise there's not more coming off. This is it. All right. Let's throw it away. Woo. Okay. All right, I've got some new things to clothe me with. So Mark's going to pass me some stuff. Patience. Woohoo. I need lots of that today. What else have we got? Compassion. Yes, I need that. Tender-hearted mercy, it said in my version. What else have I got? No, not that one yet. No, that's last. Yes, it'll do. Okay, so I need to bear with each other and I need to have forgiveness. So I need double lots of that. Right. Oh, that's the wrong hand. Okay. Yes, the jumper, please. Oh, how am I going to... Oh, okay, all right. There is an order sometimes, so... Oh. Ironically, this is humility. Okay. Oh, what happened? Lost one of my good things. All right. There's a good thing in there. All right. Gentleness. Here we go. That's what Mark needed. Yes. Gentleness. All right, kindness. I need lots of that to my family. Okay. Oh, my goodness. I'm feeling really warm. Okay. Whew. Am I looking like Christ yet? All right, and above all, because this is going to bind it all together and make this outfit pop.
I did get in trouble for offering to buy her something when I went out if she needed anything. So, you know.
And he was so kind, he bought me something anyway. All right. So, where is... All right. This is love. This is bound all together with love. Now, this is a fashion statement that will never go out of style. What is it that you need to get rid of today? What is it that is irritating you? What is underneath everything that is causing you discomfort to live without peace? What is that underlying garment that you need to get rid of? What is the old part of you that needs to be stripped away and thrown away and get rid of so it doesn't leave you without peace? Who or what do you need to bear with others, with a situation? Who do you need to forgive in order to put this overcoat of love on? Because you can't put any of this stuff on without getting rid of your old garments first. There's no room for peace of Christ to come into your heart. We're going to sing a song in a moment. And it's called, O Come to the Altar. And it's an invitation for all to come to Jesus to receive his forgiveness, and his love and his peace follow with him. Will you accept this invitation? What will you leave behind in order to receive this lovely outfit? Will you trade your old life for a new way of living? As this song is played, please take this opportunity to do business with God. Allow him to speak into you what you may need to have removed in order to receive the new. Well, I've got some things at the front here. They're a little paper with a garment with a t-shirt on it. And you might like to come and write the thing that you need to strip off. Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's unforgiveness. Maybe it's greed. Maybe it's immorality. What is it that you need to strip off today? And I ask that you might write what it is that you want to strip away and scrunch it up and throw it onto the floor, throw it onto the holiness table, because God's holiness will burn up anything that's not right. Maybe you want to take a garment of something new that you want to put on and take it home with you today and write, I want to put on compassion today. I want to put on kindness and I want to put on love. Whatever you need to do today to symbolize what God is asking of you, whether it's something to remove or whether it's something to put on, allow this time for God to speak to you. Because in this song it says, are you hurting and broken within, overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? It says that Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. And the chorus says, oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only way we can forgive, is with Jesus. We need his love to do that in our lives. So leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today. There is no reason to wait, because Jesus is calling us today. Let us sing this song together.